to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Do you get confused looking at food labels at the grocery store, trying to determine the healthiest options? With nearly 40,000 items at the average supermarket, it can be overwhelming. Joining us today are the authors of Rich Food, Poor Food. Jason Calton holds a Master of Science degree and a PhD in nutrition. His wife, Mira Calton, is a licensed certified nutritionist and certified personal chef. Love that. Fitness chef. And that's the only a few of their long list of credentials. Welcome to the show. Returning guests, Jason and Mira. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Fantastic. Welcome back, my favorite couple on Valentine's Day.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's great. You know, I'm a big fan of your work, as you know. And, you know, your first book, Naked Calories, showed us the importance of micronutrients. Jason, share with us the concept behind Rich Food, Poor Food, the new book.
Well, it's really a continuation of Naked Calories. Once it came out and people really understood how important it is to get those essential micronutrients with vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids that we all need, we started getting requests from people saying, well, you know, I understand I got to eat better, you know, local and organic vegetables and produce and in meats and cheeses or whatever it is that I'm choosing. But what about all the other aisles in the grocery store? You know, what about the pasta aisle, the bread aisle, the ice cream aisle, the snack aisle? Are there micronutrient-rich food choices there as well? And so, because there are, Mira and I really wanted to create a definitive grocery store guide where we go down every single aisle, we point you to the most micronutrient-rich foods full of those vitamins and minerals, and we help you to avoid all what we call the poor foods, which have ingredients that can be potentially dangerous to our health.
Right. Now, Mira, you use the acronym GPS. Share the meaning of that. How is it used as a guidance system to locating the right foods?
Yeah, well, the GPS is your grocery purchasing system. So finally, you have something that's actually going to navigate you safely through the store.
Recalculating.
Exactly, and it does. Every time you pick something up, say you look at the ingredients list, and it has one of our over 150 poor food ingredients, that's exactly what it does. Recalculate, put that down.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned the foods you should avoid, which is the poor food ingredients, and I mean you have a whole list: sugar, high fructose corn syrup, refined flour, GMOs, artificial coloring, chemicals, gluten, chemical preservatives. Mira, most people wonder: is there anything left we can eat?
Absolutely. There is a whole grocery store list. We found something in every single aisle, not just one thing. We found numerous options. And the cool thing is, you know, we had to search for months and months and months and months to locate all these great foods. But we put them all right there in a steer here section. Again, the GPS steers you, navigates you to our favorite choices in every single aisle and steers you away from the worst offenders.
You know, if you went to an area that you didn't know, you rely on your GPS in your car. Otherwise, you'd be lost for hours and maybe days for some of you. So GPS is a nice acronym because it really just guides you. It makes it easy. You've done all the hard work, so that's great. Now, let me ask you, Jason, in your book, you show us that labels, you know, we got to look at them with a skeptical eye. Some believe products with trustable names like there's Quaker, Healthy Choice, Gerber, that they're safe. Do these respected brand names really give us a false sense of security?
You know, they do. They really do. I didn't necessarily realize how much before we wrote this book, but we have something in the book called the Divide and Conquer Method. And again, it's just a way for people to learn how to read the food labels. We teach them that the front of the boxes are billboards. That's what they're there to do. They're there to, you know, they're preaching the message that the manufacturers want you to think about their food. And they're good, and you can learn something from them, and they certainly have a place. But you have to turn the box around. You even have to go past the nutrition value of the foods. You know, you want to make sure that it fits into your nutritional philosophy, low fat or low carb or high protein or whatever that might be. But then you have to get to the ingredient list, and that we feel is the last bastion of hope for really health-conscious consumers.
You know, what gets me is there's so many products out there that have wonderful, all-natural, whole food ingredients, and then at the end, they throw in these artificial coloring, red number 2, number 3, number 4, yellow number 6, blue number 1. Gee, what are these ingredients? Are they safe? And what do people need to know about them?
Okay, well, Counterfeit colors is what we call them because it's just a big old lie. We right. used to use things like spices to color our things, like beetroot actually is a good one to make things red and saffron for yellow. But now we use coal tar, which if you're not familiar what other products have coal tar, it's what you use to make an industrial floor shiny or what kills lice in lice shampoo. So it's not Yummy. Really very appetizing. And five of them are actually banned in other countries. Blue 1, blue 2, yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40. And they're banned for really, really good reason because they've been found to be carcinogenic. As well, they've found to be to make human DNA mutate. Above and beyond all that, all artificial colors have been found in numerous other countries to cause ADHD in children. And that's really horrible because a lot of these colorful things are actually things found in children's food to make them eat more. In fact, studies show that they make everybody eat more. So it not only is making you sick, it's going to make you fat in the long run, too.
Wow, I do know that the Coca-Cola is actually a yucky green color, then they added this caramel color because it's more pleasing to the eyes. So I get that. I guess that would happen with a lot of foods and beverages, that people wouldn't drink or eat them if they just had their natural colors.
And even white things. You don't even think about that, but sour cream is often colored white.
Exactly.
Which is amazing.
You know, we had a Olivia Newton-John on the show, and she said something really interesting about cosmetics. She says there's no such thing as a pure white natural cosmetic. It can't be. There's
yeah.
nothing pure white in nature. And I'll never forget that. And I guess that would apply also with food. There's nothing that is absolutely pure white. It can't be. They would have
right.
to get coloring out of there. And, you know, what interests me about you guys is you both traveled all over the world studying different cultures, eating habits, and their health. Let me ask you, Jason, is there a connection to people's financial status and overall health? Do the wealthy spend wisely on the right food choices?
Well, you know, they used to say that obesity was, a disease of the affluent. Then they kind of reversed that and said, hey, wait a minute. Now it's a disease of the poor. Really, obesity is a disease of an uneducated consumer. It doesn't have to cost more money to eat well. We all know that we can go to our local farms, we can get produce. We can take home 5 bags of vegetables for about $18, $19. That's enough to feed us for almost the entire week. So there are ways around. I mean, obviously, there's people who live in certain situations. If you live in the middle of the city, it may be harder
right.
to get your vegetables. But what you really want to do is you just want to buy the fresh natural foods, the foods with the most micronutrient values, and those are going to help to reduce your chances of becoming micronutrient deficient, which is the reason why most people become overweight or obese. In fact, in a recent study, they showed that if you are micronutrient deficient in those essential micronutrients that the healthy foods provide, you have an 80.8% greater likelihood of being overweight or obese. So, you know, just becoming sufficient in those essential micronutrients helps to prevent overweight obesity by that same 80.8%.
Wow, that's powerful stuff. Now, you guys, you're not an advocate of a pure vegetarian diet. Mira, is there any animal foods that are not on your list to eat?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I would not eat conventionally raised chicken. The yeah. amount of arsenic and other things that are found in it are something that isn't very appetizing to me. If you're somebody who does want to eat chicken and you can't afford to go all the way to organic, then I would suggest to those people to eat white meat because a lot of these toxins and things that they use in raising of poor, you know, CAFO, you know, industrial
right.
farm, you know, factory farm stuff is found in the fats of these meats. So if you do want to have a meat but you can't afford the organic, then I always say go for the least fatty. You know, I there isn't really anything else. You know, preferably always go for the better raised. And if you can't find an organic one in the grocery store because it's too expensive, go to a
right.
farm. Because the
Makes
farm
sense.
Actually, you know.
Great, great, great info.
Well, it is great information. And Jason and Mira Calton are coming back to learn more about this very informative and life-changing book, Rich Food, Poor Food. You can go to CaltonNutrition.com. Make sure you follow their Optimal Life blog while you're there. If you've heard something today you want to share with somebody you know, all of our segments are podcast at ToYourGoodHealthRadio.com. You can also follow Dr. Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay well.